Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. David Eichels grew up in Coleraine, where he performed for free at many special events as a teenager, and he's turned that passion for performing into a career with his Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos production that he's been part of for 25 years now. He's going to be at the Sanford Center this Saturday night with his comedic and musical sidekick, Ted Manderfeld. And David is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Thanks for being with us.
This is going to be fun.
Yes. So I was watching video of you.
Oh, no.
Yes. And you play so many instruments in the show. Pianos, harmonicas, I see guitars, I saw saxophone. What was your first instrument?
Well, I think it was probably piano. I have to be honest. It was piano.
Okay. And when did you realize this was going to be a career? When did you realize, you know, you kind of had a special knack for performing?
I think it was when I had a choice of playing piano and trying to be really good and fun at that, or drive a tractor for the neighbor. And the tractor thing just wasn't working for me. It was a lot of fun for about 10 minutes, but that's it.
And not a lot of audience interaction in a tractor.
No, and there was no headphones to listen to any music or anything back in the day, so I have too much ADD to just sit and stare at a row. Some people can do that.
Well, you started, from what I understand, you started singing with the band, performing in bars like a lot of people in bands do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos is so different than a regular bar gig. What was the transition like?
Oh, man, back in the bar days, the whole thing was just being in a band at the time and then having to switch over to dueling pianos where you're constantly, well, you know, I should say the bands I've been in have been pretty entertaining too, where you'll get right out in the audience, you walk right out in the middle and you just start talking. The guys in the bands would just start talking and they would just basically be comedians. And I would just sit and watch and wonder, how in the world did they do that? Mm-hmm. So finally, when I started playing dueling pianos, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go out there and do that, too. I'm just going to talk to the people and find out what they think is funny. Well, you do that for 25, 30 years, and you find out what's funny.
What do you do if an audience is kind of a dud?
Oh, that happens every now and then. The goal is you find a good audience and you make them great. And if you run into a bad audience, you just try to make them good. You just keep pecking away. If you get 20 seconds into a song and you see people not enjoying it, switch the song. Who cares?
Wow. Do you sometimes just sit around? I've seen you making people clap their hands and wave their arms and clap hands with the people next to them. Do you sometimes sit around and think about what oddball things you could get an audience to do?
That happens all the time. God, it's like you're writing the show for me. Just come with us.
Well, I'm talking with David Eichels. He's going to be performing this Saturday at the Sanford Center with Ted Manderfeld. They're a two-man show. They are Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos. It's music, it's comedy, and it's for people of all ages. So what is the Dueling Pianos piece? Are you guys trying to outplay each other?
Yeah, that's what most people think, but you know, we're just best friends up there. And so he plays one song, I play the other song. Sometimes I'll do three songs in a row where he's just playing piano. I'm standing out front and singing and telling stories. I think the original concept was just one piano player would play, and then the other guy would go. You go back and forth all night long. That's typical. If you go on vacation and you go to one of the dueling piano bars, say down in Texas or on the coast or in Florida, and they're fun. You go in there, you request your song, you throw a $20 bill up there. If you're lucky, you get something like that if you're a piano player. And maybe they request Sweet Caroline, and of course you sing that song, and then the next guy's got a whole bunch of requests sitting in front of him, and maybe Great Balls of Fire is the next song. Maybe the next one is, you just pick your favorite song, because that's all we do is people's favorite songs. Well, we change that into, finally, we do a show where we don't take requests anymore. Maybe we'll yell out the audience, okay, on the count of three, yell out your favorite song, and we'll just play what we're going to play anyway, so... So we don't really duel, per se.
Okay.
I guess dueling pianos is just a kind of like the generic term at this point.
I
think we could do this show on ukuleles if we had to by now.
I think you probably could. I mean, it seems pretty wild. You guys are, well, from the videos that I saw, somebody's like jumping up on top of a piano, you know, playing kind of backwards and upside down.
Yep, that could happen. I don't know. Ted has two sides of his brain, and they both work, so... He can jump up and play upside down and backwards laying across the piano. You try doing that.
No. I mean, I could try.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's weird to watch.
What was it like when you guys started playing together? I mean, he hadn't done it yet. He saw you performing somewhere.
Yep.
How did you guys kind of get in a groove?
Well, first, I think we clicked as friends faster than we clicked as musical playing partners. He went to college here in Concordia, and he lived down in Mexico for some program where he had to be like a work in a radio station in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So he was perfect at Spanish. So we would take a backpack, go down to San Diego, see how far he could talk the cab driver into driving us down into Mexico, like 2-hour drive for $30. Find some weird little town and just sit on the beach, and we became friends before we became like playing partners. So that's the fun part, just becoming best friends. He likes football. I like football. So it really worked out.
Oh, that's awesome. What is your creative process like when you decide to add another song to your show?
Yeah. Well, we just wrote a song called Winter Roads. And you really want to get into the creative process, or I bet you could figure it out. Well, when you're trying to get across northern Minnesota and there's this weird snowstorm and you can't even see 3 feet in front of the truck and there's snow coming over the hood and the roads are so bad, I stopped texting and driving for a few minutes. That's how you write a song about winter roads, I guess.
I've seen you call out audience members for many reasons, giving a lady a bad time for videotaping. And
see, we have 2 or 3 songs about being on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, you include them in the show. You're just including them.
So are you kind of scanning the audience for targets the whole time?
Probably. That's accurate. That's very accurate. And targets, we don't pick on people. We, quote, include them in the show.
Right. Quote.
Never make anybody feel bad. That's no way.
It looks really uplifting and fun, the whole experience.
Wow, you just hit the nail on the head. That's our message. That is, I'm serious, that's our message at the end of the show, just bringing people together and having fun.
Oh, my gosh. It starts at 7:30 at the Sanford Center Saturday night. If you've got this really unique career, I'm curious of what you think you'd be doing if you wouldn't have become a professional musician.
Oh, wow. So I thought I was going to be like, what do you call those people that are animal doctors?
Veterinarian.
Yeah, those. I was going to be one of those, but clearly I'm not smart enough. I was going to be a veterinarian, and then somebody said you have to go to school for 6 more years. And I think I was already on weekends kind of making pretty good money by the time I was done in high school, and I thought, I want to do this. So fortunately, could keep doing it.
That's amazing. Do you guys have a bucket list of venues that you would love to play at?
Well, part of the bucket list was getting out of the bars, and we did that about 5 years ago, so we can get into theaters and because this just isn't a bar show anymore. It's too clean. We kind of have to wrap it up about when people start getting really tipsy nowadays because the audience's attention span is getting a lot shorter, you can say. So, just a bucket list is playing places like where we are. It's almost sold out, by the way, I think, on Saturday. So playing for a lot of people that are there to see you, that's the best thing in the world.
David, you were also the MC for the Headwaters Music and Arts Bemidji Sings competition last summer.
Yeah, it's so cool. I recommend anybody going to that. It's usually sold out because my sister Trisha Andrews runs that thing.
Yes.
And she doesn't charge enough, so it gets sold out right away. And there's so much talent that comes out of the Bemidji area. It's just crazy.
Right. So April Ellsworth, this is interesting. So she got second in the community, in the Bemidji Sings. She went on to the state event, won the whole thing, and got a recording, some recording time in a studio. And she's going to be performing with you guys on Saturday?
I thought she won the whole thing both places. That's what I thought. Knowing me, I'm wrong. But yeah, she's going to be singing with us. She's awesome.
At the Sanford Center, if you want to check out the Deuce is Wild, dueling pianos.
Dueling pianos, yeah.
With Ted and David, and you can also see April Ellsworth sing along with you guys. Good luck. Have a great time.
It's going to be awesome.
It is awesome. Thanks for taking time to be on the morning show.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.